What monsters, sin, and brokenness have you seen in the mirror, even if no one else can see them? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. We've got an allegory today about the sin and brokenness in our lives. It's called The Reflective Life, and it was written by Courtney Lassiter. It didn't matter how good people tried to make themselves look. The mirror never lied, not to Amaya. She could see a person's true image in their reflection. And what she saw were monsters. She didn't know why no one else saw them, but the monsters were always there, flickering across sheets of glass and curves of metal. A spoon in a restaurant would betray the maniacal rage of a friendly waitress, her yellow blood-rimmed eyes popping out of her head. A subway window would illuminate the green, slimy jealousy of the well-dressed man sitting next to her. On the street, the side of each building became its own danse macabre as grotesque figures stumbled across the glass. But they weren't the reason she avoided reflective surfaces. She was. She was the worst monster of them all. Whenever she looked in the mirror, she shuddered at the horrifying creature gazing back at her. Hatred and rage rotting the flesh off her bones. She wanted to scream and run away, but it followed her from one pane of glass to the next. One day, a man sat down across from her on the subway. He had long, stringy hair and wore a faded t-shirt and tattered jeans. Before she could stop herself, Amaya turned toward the window to see what monster he was hiding and felt the air go out of her lungs. There was no monster. Only his pure reflection smiling back at her. She was suddenly pierced with the realization that he could see the monster she was, and her face grew hot with shame. But as the train screeched to a halt, he nodded toward the exit. "Come," his eyes said. "Follow me." He pushed open the doors and walked out. This wasn't her stop, but everything in her propelled her to follow him off the train. She hurried toward the beeping doors and stepped out just as they swooshed close behind her. She joined him on the platform, and as the train pulled away, she caught a glimpse of herself in the window and gasped. For the first time ever, she saw her face. Soft black curls fell across her shoulders, and her eyes shone clear and bright. The monster was gone. So let's talk about this. What monsters, sin, and brokenness have you seen in the mirror, even if no one else can see them? Take a look at 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. How does God's view of people differ from the way humans see each other? Now look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does it say about how God sees those who belong to Jesus? How should this change the way we see ourselves? As we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Now, I'd encourage you to read Mark 7:20 through 23, Romans 3, verses 10 through 18, as well as verses 23 and 24, in addition to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 through 16, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. If you checked out the resources we've got in our app, just search on the App Store for Unlocked Devotional. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.